Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Stay Safe podcast. I'm Liam Scott, and today we are talking about site rules and zoning and how the way we move around a site can make all the difference to food safety. Every food factory is split into zones. You might hear them described as low risk, high risk, or high care areas. Each zone has its own level of protection, depending on how close it is to exposed product. Keeping those zones separate is what can stop dirt, bacteria, and allergens being carried into clean spaces. It also keeps order and safety on site, because the same systems that stop contamination also stop things like slips, clutter, and confusion. Zoning starts with barriers. You will see boot wash stations, hand wash and sanitizer points, airlocks or changing rooms between areas. This isn't decoration. We need to use them properly. Wash and sanitize your hands every time you pass an entry point. Clean boots or change footwear where required. Follow the correct route through airlocks. Never squeeze through while someone's entering the other way. Each of these stop contaminants travelling between areas. Most sites will use colour-coded PPE and tools, including cleaning equipment, to make zoning simple and visual. Different coloured coats, hats and gloves show which area you should be working in. If you're unsure which colour goes where, check the signage or ask a supervisor. Never walk between zones with the wrong clothing or tools. Even carrying a bin or a broom into a high care area can undo hours of cleaning work. And for people and material flow, think of the site like a one-way system. Raw material comes into the business, product moves through processing, then packaging, and then warehousing and dispatch. Our movement generally follows that same flow. We always go forwards, never back. So cutting through aerials or taking shortcuts can break that control and cause cross-contamination. So stick to your designated routes and report any blocked or damaged doors or floor markings. And for waste management, this plays a massive part in our zoning. Bins are colour-coded, just like that PPE and cleaning equipment, and each area has its own waste type. So keep waste sealed, don't overflow bins, and always keep clean lids and wheels. If you see overflowing waste, pest activity, or damaged containers, report it immediately. Waste isn't just messy, it attracts rodents and can cause slips and spread bacteria.
This podcast is being provided by Scott Risk Management, specialist health and safety consultants. If you operate an SME business, you know that meeting all of the business needs is a juggling act. If you want to simplify safety, save time and stay compliant, SRM Genie is the solution. For more information, head to the details at the end of this episode.
And maintenance and contractors, sometimes engineers, electricians or contractors will need to enter high care areas to carry out repairs or servicing. This is where we would generally use permit to work systems. Maintenance staff must clean and sanitize tools before entry, wear the correct PPE and follow your site escort rules. If you see anyone entering without proper kit or authorization, stop them or raise it with your supervisor. This isn't about policing, it is about protecting the food product and your reputation as a business. Zoning also links closely to pest control. We need to keep doors closed, don't prop them open, and report any signs of pest activity straight away. This could be droppings, gnaw markings, or even a single fly if you're in a high care area. Pest activity doesn't just threaten food, it can close production lines, and even the whole site if we don't control it quickly. So site security and access. Zoning connects directly to security too. Only authorised people should be in production areas, and everyone, including visitors and delivery drivers, must follow hygiene and PPE rules. If you see someone where they shouldn't be, or a door's been left unlocked, challenge politely or report it. Security protects both the food product and the people who work within the facilities. And there are safety benefits to this zoning too. Zoning isn't just about bacteria, it helps to reduce accidents too. segregating walkways from forklifts, limiting access during cleaning, controlling movement of waste, all reduce the chances of slips, trips, and collisions. So when you stick to the zoning rules, you're protecting yourself as much as you're protecting the food product. So to sum up, follow the zoning layout and barrier controls every time. Use the right PPE and colour-coded tools and cleaning equipment. Clean and sanitise at entry points. Keep waste under control and report pest activity early. Respect maintenance permits and visitor rules. Stay alert to unauthorised access or people taking shortcuts. Zoning keeps the site organised, keeps the food product safe, and keeps all of us working in a cleaner, safer environment. And that's it for today's episode. The next time we will be looking about food defence and security, and how staying vigilant will keep our products, people and site safe. Thanks for listening, and as always, stay safe.
This podcast has been provided by SRM, the owners of the bespoke health and safety management software SRM Genie, created for and focused on supporting SME businesses. If you would like more information on how you can simplify safety, save time, and stay compliant, go to www.srmgeniesoftware.co.uk.